the magic, the meaning of family. Yes. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kandel speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children around the world, greeting them, telling them stories that I have picked up as I travel around the world, visiting children everywhere. I visited a little boy the other day, and his name was Peanuts. Kind of an interesting name, huh? Peanuts. And his sister was Violet. And Peanuts and Violet were normal kids, having a good time doing all the things that made them happy. But as I was sitting on the bedside table of Peanuts, Peanuts said to me, "Mr. Kandel, our family is having a big, big, big unhappiness." And I said, "Well, Peanuts, tell me all about it." And Violet, who was sleeping in the next bed, she said, "Peanuts, you shouldn't tell all about the family things outside the family." And Peanuts said, "But Mr. Kandel is part of the family. He is part of us." And Violet said, "Mr. Kandel, are you part of our family?" And I, of course, had to say, "Yes, yes, sweetheart, I'm part of your family. I'm part of every family everywhere, and every family everywhere tells me everything, because I am sort of like the love that they can speak to and that doesn't judge them." Well, then, Mr. Kandel, Peanuts, we got really excited, "this is a problem. Our mom and dad are thinking of separating, and our grandma and grandpa are living with us, and our uncle and aunt, Uncle Thomas and Aunt Georgina, they're living with us, and Aunt Georgina's kids are living with us. They have 6 kids, and they just really want to take over everything, and I don't know what to do." "Well, Peanuts, what would you like to do?" "Well," and Violet spoke up, "well, I think that we should have our family for our family, and we shouldn't have everybody and his brother in our family too." And I said, "Well, Violet, it's not a matter of what you should and what you shouldn't do. It's a matter of what you have. Now, you have your aunt and uncle and their children, your grandma and grandpa, all living with your family, and apparently it's causing a little unhappiness. Now, that isn't the problem. It's not the problem of who lives with you, or who's in your world, or who is pushing you around. It's a matter of what is your attitude about it." "Oh, Mr. Kandel, that doesn't sound too good. That doesn't sound like something that we can kick them out and just have us here alone as a family, just Mom and Dad and Violet and me." "Well, Peanuts, that's not what you really want. You want a loving family that is generous and open and sharing. And you want a family that respects itself and respects everyone in its world. Now, Peanuts, you're not unhappy with your neighbors, are you?" "No, why should I be?" "Violet, are you unhappy with your neighbors?" "No, they're all right." "Well, why are you happy with your neighbors?" "Well, because they're nice people and we enjoy them." "Well, why are they nice people and why do you enjoy them?" "Well, they're nice people because they're just nice people. They have a nice house and they have a nice family and they do nice things together and they like each other and they're happy people." "Well now, how did they get to be happy people? What did they do that made them happy people and that makes you unhappy people?" "Well, they care about each other and they show that." "Well now, do you mean that your mommy and daddy don't care about you and aren't showing to you that they care about you?" "Oh, they care about us and they show to us that they care about us, but it's all those kids." all those relatives and grandma and grandpa. I mean, everybody says it's nice to have grandma and grandpa living here, but it's not so nice. Well, why is it not so nice, Peanuts? Because they need things, and they want attention, and they want to talk to my mom and dad, and they want they want attention. Well, Peanuts, do you give your mom and dad attention? Well, I don't have any time to give them attention because Aunt Georgina is just talk all the time, talk. And Grandma's talking right with her, and even Mother has to sit back and quietly do nothing. Well, I tell you, there's one way you can solve this, and solve it so beautifully, and give meaning to your family. Start saying to you, to yourself, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order, I like me. And you see, when you start to like yourself, then as you look at your aunt and your uncle and your nieces and cousins, and as you look at your grandma and gramps, you won't look at them as somebody who is trying to take over. You will look at them as some beautiful beings in your world. And you'll just love them and love them and love them.
But, Mr. Candle, they're not nice. They are so needing stuff all the time. They're always wanting stuff.
Well, do they take stuff away from you?
No.
Well, then, why are you worried about what they're needing and what they're wanting?
Well, we don't do that in our family.
Well, then don't start that. So, here's what you can do. You just see your cousins so happy and so fulfilled in doing everything they want. Now, does your aunt and uncle want to stay in your house?
No. They're just living here temporary until they get their new house built because it was burned down and they had to build a new one.
Well, that wasn't very nice, was it?
Well, you mean staying here or the burning down the house?
No, Mr. Candle. Well, the burning down the house, that wasn't very nice, was it?
No.
And you feel sorry for them a little bit?
No, because they could go somewhere else.
But they chose to come to your home because your home is a home of love. And your mommy and daddy are always so loving.
Yeah, but they're talking about separating.
Well, now, why don't you see all of your family in perfect harmony now and say all is in divine order now? Now, Peanuts, Violet, you do this now. You do this. You just say, I like me. All is in divine order. I like me. All is in divine order. Now, when I come back next week, I'll come back during the week too, but when I come back next week, the same time, 7 days from now, I want to hear what you have to say, and I want to know that you say, I like me, and all is in divine order. So now, I'll come back, and then you tell me. Well, 7 days passed very quickly, and I was back visiting with Peanuts and Violet.
Well, Peanuts and Violet, how are you tonight?
And Peanuts and Violet both had a big smile on their face.
My goodness, it's lovely to see a smile on your face.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Candle,
it's like this. Mommy and Daddy are in love with each other, and my aunt and uncle, their house is getting done faster than they expected, and Grandma and Grandpa said they would like to move in with my aunt and uncle, and I think that's so wonderful.
Well, is that the way to solve the problem?
No. I like me, and all is in divine order. That's all I said, Mr. Candle. That's all I said, and that's the way it worked out.
Well, that's pretty nice, isn't it? And how did your mommy and daddy decide that they weren't going to separate?
Well, mommy and daddy said, hey, we're letting all of these problems of other people get on our nerves.
Now let's just take our two little angels and take them in our heart and realize that that's our real family. And the rest are our family too, and we love them, but our own children and each other, we are the real family. We are the family that we want to stay together and play together and do things together and have fun together. That's what Daddy said. Violet, you sure pick up on Daddy, don't you? And you know, Mommy, she said she's going to make a cake more often. You know, she hadn't made a cake for a week or two, you know, and now she's making cakes almost every night.
Well, wow, what's the occasion?
Because she's happy and she's singing, and Mommy and Daddy are thinking of taking a vacation together and having us go visit with our Aunt and Uncle while they're on vacation so that they can have a second honeymoon.
Well, do you want to go visit with your Aunt and Uncle?
Oh, sure. Sure. Go there for 1 week. That's okay. But, hey, you know, they're not really such bad people. I got to know them a little better. And they're wonderful. And my Aunt and Uncle, they love each other. They're always cuddling each other. And the kids, they're trying to do nice things for your mom and dad. And now they're doing nice things for us, too.
Well, now, how in the world did that ever happen?
I asked the kids. And both Peanuts and Violet spoke up and said, I like me. I'm diet. All is in divine order. I like me. I'm 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 divine order.
Wow! Isn't that wonderful? The meaning of family. I like me. I am divine order. Peanuts, Violet, I am so proud of you. You are such neat, neat kids. And you give your cousins a big hug and kiss for me. And your grandma and gramps, and your aunt and uncle, and your mom and pop. Now, call your mom and pop in here now, because it's time to go to bed. And you give them a big hug. Now, boys and girls all over the world, call your mommy and daddy in. Tell them it's time to go to bed. You're going to give them a big hug now and say that you love them. And boys and girls, Mr. Sandman's going to drop his pixie dust right in your eyes, and you'll have beautiful dreams. Well, there he comes. And there he is. So, good night, my loves. Have happy dreams. And remember, the meaning of family is I like me. I am divine order. But remember, too, this is Mr. Candle. I love you. I love you. I love you.